Tomorrow is St. Bridget's Day. 2 years ago, Ireland declared St. Bridget's Day a national holiday, the first one dedicated to a woman. Bridget is the mother saint of Ireland. She lived in the 5th century, a generation after St. Patrick. Her name, which means exalted and fiery, is actually pronounced with a hard G, so it should be Brigid, though I can't really say that. She is the patron saint of healing, learning, and poetry, and also light and fire and the spring. Wow, I love all those things. In the image of Brigid in the e-messenger that you just clicked on, you can see the saint holding two objects. In her left hand, she holds the St. Bridget's cross, woven from rushes, its four arms extending from the corners of a square. She made the cross to help a dying pagan chieftain accept Christ. In her right hand is a shepherd's crook, representing two things. Literally, her work as a shepherdess. She was known for her compassion for all animals, even foxes and wolves. Figuratively, her staff is like a bishop's pastoral staff. And indeed, she performed many of the duties of a bishop, hearing confessions, saying mass, and even ordaining clergy. She may have actually been ordained as a bishop herself, 1,500 years before Barbara Harris became the first female bishop in the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion in 1989. Bridget was an advocate for women's rights and for education, known for her empathy and kindness to everyone. Bridget's mother was a slave, converted to Christianity by St. Patrick. Her father was a chieftain of Leinster, the province of Eastern Ireland. Bridget grew up in her father's household, an illegitimate child and a slave, like her mother. She spent her youth as a farm worker, shepherding the flocks. But she was also a Christian like her mother, and as a teenager, she gave some of her father's possessions to the poor. Her father, who was also her owner, dragged her before the King of Leinster for judgment. But the king, impressed by her piety, said, "Don't punish her, free her." No longer a slave, Bridget became a nun, and eventually an abbess, who founded the monastery of Kildare. It developed into a cathedral city with a school of art, which produced beautiful Celtic metalwork and manuscript illumination. Kildare, Kildara in Irish Gaelic, means Church of the Oak. It had originally been the site of a pagan shrine to the Celtic goddess of the spring, associated with sunlight and fire. This goddess was also named Bridget. Her holiday, called Imbolc by the Druids, was a pagan Celtic festival that marked the midway point between the winter solstice and the vernal equinox. We're halfway there. Sunset on February 1st was the official beginning of spring in ancient Ireland, indicated by the blooming of the first snowdrops in the fields and the onset of lambing season. The Celts celebrated Imbolc with the lighting of torches and bonfires, representing the return of the sun. Because Bridget's monastery replaced a pagan sanctuary, scholars believe the saint may have been given some of the attributes of the goddess. A sacred fire burned in the Druid temple, and when Bridget built her church, she continued the custom of keeping the fire alight. For her and her nuns, it represented the new light of Christianity. After her death, the nuns took turns keeping a perpetual fire burning in honor of Bridget. It still burns in Kildare's town square today, now as a beacon of hope, justice, and peace for Ireland and the world. The early Christian church replaced Imbolc with the Feast of Lights, called Candlemas in England, in honor of the presentation of the infant Jesus in the temple, celebrated in our liturgical calendar on February 2nd. The Gospel of Luke tells us that 40 days after Jesus' birth, Mary presented herself and her son at the temple, where she encountered Simeon, an elderly blind prophet awaiting the Messiah. He took the child Jesus in his arms and praised God, calling the baby a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Jesus would later say, of course, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall have the light of life." Candlemas is the final movement in the arc of light that began with our lighting the first candle on the Advent wreath. In keeping with the Celtic idea that Imbolc is the beginning of spring, Sunday is also Groundhog Day. If the groundhog emerges from its burrow and sees his shadow in the sunlight, he will be frightened and retreat underground and will have 6 more weeks of winter. But if it rains, he'll stay out and will have an early spring. As an English rhyme says, if Candlemas be rain, winter will not come again. Let's hope for rain on Sunday. Thank you.